Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a brave new world we're living in because New York City has become a Met town. It may not last 24 hours. It may not last a couple hours. But right now, in the moment, as you return to work and return to your normal lives after Thanksgiving weekend, Steve Cohen showed the baseball world what happens when he gets ticked off. Okay, Steve and Matz, you want to lie to me and turn your back on me? We'll go out there and sign four guys, spend a quarter of $1 billion, and let the world know I have my money. I'm willing to spend it. If you're a Met fan, today is a great day as Max Scherzer becomes a New York Met. Good afternoon, Evan. Congratulations. How are you today, buddy boy?
How do you think I'm doing?
He's been peacocking around for the last 2 hours. For the last 2 hours, peacocking.
It's just the same old Met. Who's laughing now?
Listen, I wouldn't get cocky, but enjoy the moment.
Cocky. No. I'm not cocky. But this has been a fantasy going back to July. You remember when the fantasy started? The fantasy started with, hey, why not call the Nationals about Max Scherzer? But Evan, they won't trade him to you. But Evan, Max doesn't want anything to do with the New York Mets. Well, everybody's got a price. And this is what the Yankees did so brilliantly for so long. CC Sabathia didn't want to pitch in New York, but they gave him no choice. Carlos Beltran didn't want to come to New York. But back then, Omar Minaya and the Wilpons, I give him credit, they left them no choice. Max Scherzer was given no choice.
3 years, $130 million, he gets an opt-out. All
this
good.
This is the beautiful money that we all fantasized about.
Yeah.
This is what we were dreaming about, where nobody was off limits. Nobody was off limits. And for some reason, Max Scherzer felt off limits. We were told he is off limits.
He doesn't want to come to New York.
Well, guess what? When you've got more money than anybody else, you can dream about anything. And today, as Met fans, I know they gave Lindor $300 million. I understand. Today, the beautiful, sexy money has arrived. And I don't want to hear, oh, he's 37, 38, he's 39, he's a whatever. It's only money. That's the point. That's the point.
Today's a great, listen, there's no way to slice it. If you're a diehard Met fan, today's the day you've waited for since Steve Cohen signed the dotted line to buy the Mets from the Wilpons. Nobody's out of reach. And it also showed you what kind of guy Steve Cohen is. He played nice with the other owners until it was time to not play nice. Every team out there that said that their executive wasn't allowed to talk to the New York Mets, every agent, whether it's just the one Martin, that turned their back on a deal that they thought they had agreed to, just got sent a message. I'm not effing around. Now, we could talk about the other three guys they signed over the weekend as well. Starling Marte, of course, the big acquisition there. You have a starting center fielder now. But Steve Cohen flexed his wallet. And that's what you guys have been hoping for since he bought the team. Today will go down, November 29th, 2021, as a Mount Rushmore moment in the history of the Met franchise for a number of reasons. You get a great pitcher, not a good pitcher. You get a great pitcher. Your owner shows every agent out there, you got to come talk to me before you sign anywhere else. And to all the other owners that welcomed Steve Cohen with a sloppy dead fish handshake and said, You're not going to go out there and outspend us in year one, and then we're going to screw you along the way as you try to hire an executive to run your franchise? Okay, I'm your Huckleberry. Game on, bitches. The New York Mets came to play. And if you believe the insiders out there, they're not done.
I know.
Most people believe Javi Baez is going to come back as well. So the New York Mets for next year, assuming there is a next year, when they figure out all the arguments that are going to start December 2nd with the work stoppage slash lockout, however you want to position it, the New York Mets just announced to the world, you have to come beat us. We are coming to play with a full cupboard of talent. You have to come beat the New York Mets. And I just think it is a great, you know what it is? In the last 24 hours, the Jets won a football game. The Giants won a football game. The Mets got Scherzer. You want to go over the last 4 days? They got three other players, too. We'll crack that down in a second. New York is back. And we're back courtesy of the New York Mets. I never thought I'd say that. I thought the Yankees by now would have Correa signed. Maybe go out there and get somebody else I wasn't thinking of.
What are they doing, by the way?
Nothing. Right now, the Yankees, I don't think they have a prospect.
And does this affect them?
Signing somebody.
Does this affect them?
It does and it doesn't.
If George was around, we know what would have happened. I mean, we could speculate, but
yeah, Correa would have been signed a minute after they got the Mets announced the deal for Scherzer.
There would have been a response, because I think one thing that's also going on, and obviously today is a Met day, is that the Yankee fan is kind of looking up saying, wait a second, what about us?
You know how many tweets I got today of Brian Cashman sleeping on the street from the Covenant House a week and a half ago?
Yes.
He's not still on the street. He's not sleeping. But I don't know what the Yankees are doing, nor should you care what the Yankees are doing. If you're a Met fan, today's like New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Today is a celebration.
Because this was, in a lot of ways, and I understand, baseball's a risky game. All right, Max Scherzer's going to be 38 on July 27th. You never know when he's going to lose it. All right? You never know. And I get that, and I understand that the risks that are involved, but I want to make this clear for anyone who's concerned about risks. The only thing the New York Mets risked today was money. That's it.
Right.
They didn't risk by giving up a compensatory first-round pick. They didn't do that. They didn't risk it by trading top prospects who can come back and bite them a few years. They didn't do that. What they risked, what Steve Cohen has risked over the last 72 hours, is money. And when you've got a lot of money, Craig, if you fail with a bad money investment, you can go make another one. So instead of thinking about how this can backfire, why don't you
thinking
think
that way?
People in the back of their minds always think
crap.
Of that.
No one's thinking that.
I want to think about the possibility.
Nobody's thinking negatively. Why would you bring negativity
into this?
Because
I've already seen a little bit of it.
The Twitter's not the real world, dude.
Tom Izzo, when I went into your office,
no.
To peacock a little
stop,
bit.
Stop.
I want to think
don't
about
listen, don't
enough
bring
of negativity.
You're unbelievable
right.
to
I'm
me.
I'm not negative.
You just got the signing of your lifetime. And you're bringing up the possibility of other people viewing it negatively?
Listen.
You tell them to deflect
negative.
This.
I'm not negative.
You're impossible.
Right,
I'm ahead of you now.
Calm down over
no,
there.
No. I'm not. Hold on a second. I'm not calming down. And here's why.
Why?
Because for the last 2 hours, you're peacocking around
I'm
here.
I'm still peacocking.
Singing the Mets song. We opened the show with the Mets song.
Yeah.
You put on that stupid Mets shirt.
It's beautiful.
Which is not the shirt you wore to work today.
LGM.
To celebrate.
Yeah, that's right.
Today's a great day in your franchise's history.
Correct.
As a fan,
correct.
You have not had a lot of these off-season moments.
Correct.
You've had some, not a lot.
Okay, so what's
and
problem?
You're reacting to one or two a-holes on Twitter?
Well, I've got to.
Oh, my God,
I've got to calm anyone down who's concerned about
who's
the
concerned
age.
Who's concerned about it?
What
tell me one person
what are you
that's
new?
Concerned about Max Scherzer's age.
What, are you new around here?
What,
do you think everyone universally always is pom-pom
don't
waving?
Worry about those people. You went out there and got a guy that you thought was ungettable.
Yes.
And prior to Steve Cohen buying the team. Let's be honest. He was
of
ungettable.
Of course, it wouldn't have even been talked about.
Right. Enjoy it.
I
I'm not going to allow
it.
You to not. I'm going to enjoy it with you. I'm
going
to enjoy
allowed.
This with you.
You're actually not allowed to enjoy it with
I
us.
Mean, come
Mr.
on, man.
Same old Mets. Mr. Freaking out about Cohen's tweet about Steven Matz. You, of all people, don't get to enjoy this moment with us.
Then you better enjoy
it. I am. This is for Met fans. And what I want you to fantasize about is that Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer are the two best pitchers in baseball.
Well, assuming DeGrom's healthy.
Okay, fight me on that.
No, there's
they
no fight
are the
on
two best pitchers in baseball, period. They are. It's not Robbie Ray. It's not your boy, Mr. I got to sculpt the baseball if I'm any good. The two best pitchers in baseball are in the same freaking rotation. This could be Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling brought back together. And as I tweeted earlier, age-wise, it's basically the same thing as 2001. So they have brought in the only guy, who even can come close to Jacob DeGrom. They brought in Jacob DeGrom insurance. Let's
now,
be honest.
If you want to find negative, I'll tell you the one negative thing. It's who's taking credit for the deal. And again, this is such a weak side story, but what I do have to bring up.
Are you talking about me because I tweeted at Max a few days ago, don't be afraid of New York?
No.
I'll take credit for the deal.
You get no credit for the deal.
Come on.
Because someone's taking, someone actually wants, that's fascinating to me. As the Mets get all the credit in the world for this, you're getting a deal done with the hardest agent in the world to get a deal done with in Scott Boras, and a guy that we were told had wanted no part of New York. They got a deal done. So they get all the credit. And today's the day you sit back and enjoy, and you gloat, and you enjoy the moment for what it is. But guess who's trying to take credit for it? I mean, it's beyond the
Someone
scope.
Someone is trying to take credit for
it. Well, two people, really. But they're in unison.
Steven Matz's agent?
No. Although Steven Matz's agent should tell Met fans, you're welcome. The St. Louis Cardinals, you're welcome. Yeah. No. Rachel Luba and Trevor Bauer
shut your mouth.
No joke, trying to take credit for this.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, and they both tweeted out there. Good, nice to see how we set the table for deals like this.
Are they serious?
I am not kidding.
Max Scherzer's 37 years old. Max
Bauer strived to create this exact deal for players.
Oh, shut up.
Shorter deals with higher AAV for top market guys.
Hold on a second. Trevor and Rachel, I want you to listen carefully. Max Scherzer's great. He's actually coming off statistically, you could argue, the best year of his career, right? So he's great. He's at the top of his game. He can't get a 9-year contract. He's 37.
Yeah.
They didn't follow your framework.
Oh, that's what they think.
Insane.
They're both taking credit
for
it.
Delete your account.
Yeah, anyway. You're a diehard Met fan. By all means, today's a great day for you. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. Own it. Gloat about it. I'd love to. Where were you? Like, when you first got wind, beyond just like the dopey insiders who never get anything right, when it became clear that this was more than just, hey, the Mets have an interest in Scherzer.
Well, let's clarify. When do you think, because this all really started yesterday and yesterday night, and the craziness was off the charts on social media last night. But a lot of us, and I'll admit this, Craig, a lot of us felt like we were being used. Like Max Scherzer really never had an interest in New York. So when you ask, when did you get wind of this? There's a difference between when did you really believe it was going to happen?
Yeah.
And when did you start to get yourself thinking, well, maybe it could happen? Because there's a difference. Because last night when I finally went to bed, and I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. because all I'm doing is sitting there refreshing Twitter trying to get updates. I went to bed thinking, we have a shot, but I think he's using us. That was my feeling.
And that's Bauer related.
Yeah, it's Bauer related. It's also the idea of, he doesn't want to come here. He doesn't want New York. I've seen this before. It's happened in the Yankees, too, where New York is used. I never realized they were going to get him until I finally saw it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Because all morning, I'm still thinking he's going to screw us. All morning, I'm thinking he's using us. And then at the last second, the Angels and the Dodgers are going to make a monster offer that's reasonably close. And even though he's a union guy, it's going to be close enough for Max Scherzer to take the Angels or the Dodgers. So for me, I didn't have the optimism, Craig, until I saw done deal. And then the peacocking began.
You've ever listened. Today's your day. Yankee fans are sitting back now saying, hey, oh, what are we doing? Are we going to do anything? Are we sitting there? Are we looking at goose eggs for the offseason? Are we awake? Do we care? Are we going to let the Mets just come in and, you know, go get everybody they want? We're going to get nobody? It'll be interesting if the Yankees do react to it. I'm sure the Yankees don't care what the Mets do. But at the same time, you know, the Mets just became the highest payroll in baseball, most likely for this upcoming season. And they showed you that there is nobody available that they now can't get. They are in the running for everybody. Their projected payroll already is about $265 million. They may get close to $300 by the time it's all said and done. But they just announced to baseball, we are here to play. If you don't like it, too bad. So turn your backs on us. Don't let us talk to your executives that we want to hire. You know, lie to us about getting deals done. We are here, and we are not going to rest. We're not going to just sit back, let everybody kick dirt on us like the losers we used to be. We are now going to be aggressive. And if Steven Matz's agent lies to us or, you know, goes and does a deal behind our back, we can tolerate that because we'll pivot. And we'll pivot to something bigger and better. Because I'll tell you something right now. If, in my opinion, Syndergaard, Gausman, who apparently turned down $120, took less to go to Toronto. Syndergaard, Gausman, Matz. Am I missing somebody?
No.
Three guys who the Mets wanted very badly, made offers to. All three of those guys turned their backs on the Mets. So the Mets went out and got the best pitcher you could get.
What's funny about that, Craig, is that to me, when I was listing the guys I preferred, Max is a clear number one. So if Kevin Gausman didn't turn down the Met offer and he took a little bit less to go to Toronto, what would have happened? Did the Mets disagree with the assessment that Max Scherzer should be your number one target when it comes to starting pitchers?
Meaning, do you think they were going to get both of them?
Well,
it just seems very convenient that those three guys walked away, decision. So you're talking about, not that the Mets are ever going to give Matz the 44, but just for the sake of the value of it, $44 million Matz got, $110 Gausman got, they offered
and $120. And the qualifying offer to Syndergaard.
And they just called $19 million to Syndergaard. They all said no. So the Mets said, well, we got the money. We're not going to sit on our wallet. We're going to go spend that
money.
What's
exciting about the Gausman-Scherzer thing, less Syndergaard and Matz, because I think if they sign Matz, maybe they're less interested in a guy like Gausman, is that there's no limit to this payroll. Like you just mentioned, their payroll is projected right now to be about 260, 265. Who's to say it's not going to be 290? Or 300.
It might be.
Or 310. Like, I can't rule out Javier Baez or Chris Bryant. I can't even rule out keeping Marcus Stroman at this point.
Well, Stroman is making it very easy for the Mets to walk away. He's called everyone in the organization a racist.
Listen, I understand that, but
that's
I think
a tough one to swallow.
But the Mets would still prefer to add another starting pitcher. Marcus Stroman is the best guy out there.
I agree. Stroman's made it very difficult for the Mets to bring him back, and he's made, I think, some really bad mistakes on social media. One, liking an offensive anti-Italian tweet that he can't walk himself away from.
Well, he claims that was Photoshop,
Craig. He can't walk away from that because he did it. Number two, he's basically accused everyone in the world of being a racist. Number three, he came out and said that the Mets don't want him back, and he's good with that because he'll get more money elsewhere. So Marcus Stroman has made himself, and I don't know why because it's shooting yourself in the foot, but he's almost taking the Mets off the table as a bidder.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.